I used to go to New York University a long time ago, which is in Greenwich Village. That's where I started. And I was in love in my freshman year. But I did not marry the first girl that I fell in love with because there was a tremendous religious conflict at the time. She was an atheist. And I was an agnostic, you know. We didn't know which religion not to bring your children up in. And I bummed around for a long time, and I met my wife, and we got married against my parents' wishes. We're married in Long Island in New York. We're married by a reform rabbi in Long Island. A very reform rabbi. A Nazi. It was a very nice affair, you know, really good. And right after the wedding, my wife started turning weird. She went to Hunter College, and she got into the philosophy department at Hunter, and she started dressing with black clothes and no makeup and leotards, you know, and she pierced her ears one day with a conductor's punch, you know? And she used to involve me in deep philosophical arguments and then prove that I didn't exist, you know, it was infuriating. And I had to let her go, is what happened. And I had to tell my parents about it. And my parents are what you would call old world. My parents come from Brooklyn, which is the heart of the old world. And they're very stable, down-to-earth people who don't approve of divorce. Their values in life are God and carpeting. I came home on a Sunday. This was a long time ago. My father's watching television Sunday night. He's watching the Ed Sullivan Show on television. He's watching the Indiana Home for the Criminally Insane Glee Club on the Ed Sullivan Show. And my mother's in the corner knitting a chicken. And I said that I had to get a divorce. My mother put down her knitting. She got up and she went over to the furnace. And she opened the door and she got in. Took it rather badly, I felt.